Welcome to the Manifest with Ashley podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Vaughn. I'm a mindset specialist and intuitive business coach. On this podcast, we dive deep into the intricate realms of mindset and manifestation. Here we uncover the profound connections between our thoughts, beliefs, and reality, unraveling the secrets to unlocking our highest potential. So prepare yourself for a deep experience as we embark on this journey of personal and spiritual growth. On today's podcast, I want to talk about the difference between manifesting versus doing. So many people get in this state of mind that we constantly need to be doing things to align with our visions that we have and with our goals. And that's actually like what I'm learning is the complete opposite. We need to be getting in a really high vibrational frequency, feeling the feeling of already having what we want and taking inspired action when we feel guided to do so. So I wanted to give you all a few examples of things that I manifested with so much ease, just knowing that I wanted them, but completely allowing the universe to handle how they would come, when they would come, and they really just flowed into my life so beautifully. The manifesting process doesn't have to be hard at all. It's us that complicates things. It really can be so easy, you know, once we understand this. So the first example that I want to give you is how I effortlessly manifested 5 acres in Fayetteville, West Virginia, which is growing so quickly. This is, if you're not familiar, it's a national park, an hour and maybe 10, 15 minutes from where I live right now in Charleston, West Virginia. And since COVID, so many people are moving there and buying up all this land, and it's growing beautifully and rapidly. But I decided back in 2020 that I wanted to buy land there. And I had this vision that came to me one night, and I've talked about this before on TikTok and Facebook, but I don't think I've ever talked about it on my podcast. I could have, but just forgotten. But anyway, if you haven't heard the story, I had a vision of me on this property back in 2020. As I was falling asleep, it was a very vivid vision, and it was this beautiful green hillside and this beautiful sky. And I just knew that I was on this land in Fayetteville. And I decided the next day that I just knew in my heart after having that vision, I meant to live in Fayetteville in a few years. So I'm going to put it on my vision board and I'm going to manifest it. And I told a few people and they were like, oh, there's no way you're getting land up there. You know, everybody's buying it up. People are moving there from all over the world and it's not going to happen. And of course, I just knew I had that vision for a reason. There is some property up there that belongs to me and I'm going to manifest it. And it wasn't something that I was worried about at all. Like, I wasn't stressing it. I wasn't like, I have to find this property. I wasn't in that state of mind at all. I remember putting it on my vision board and writing it in the notes in my phone. And then I hung a post-it on my refrigerator that said something like, I'm so happy and grateful that I have this beautiful piece of land in Fayetteville now. And I let it go. And I think that's a huge part to allowing the manifestations to come in and not doing any work, you know? Maybe a year later, I was out on my porch one day. It was a beautiful like day in October, and I was just in the most blissful state, meditating and kind of thanking God, thanking the universe for everything. And while I was meditating, I got this impulse to call a realtor in that area. And I had called this realtor maybe like 7-8 months before, and they didn't have anything. So anyway, on this day, you know, I got that impulse to message her. So I did. And I said, hey, you know, do you have any land up there right now? Has anything became available? And she said, actually, I have 3 properties right now. Would you like to come see them? And I remember thinking, well, that was not what I had planned today. I'm relaxing on my porch, like, you know, over an hour away. But I just knew that I should go. I just kind of felt it. So anyway, I go meet her. And the very first property that she showed me was the exact property from my vision. It still gives me chills right now. It was exactly my vision to a T. And I was floored. Like, I was shocked. I couldn't believe that that property for my vision actually did exist, because when I had the vision, I just thought, you know, maybe I'm just meant to live up there. I'm meant to have property. I didn't realize that the vision was actually physical property that existed. And it was like God was showing me, this is you on this land in a few years. So anyway, I didn't go look at the other properties. I bought that property. I put in an offer that day and I bought the land, and that it still blows me away that all I did was know that I wanted it, knew it was mine, didn't care about all of the negative things everybody told me about how hard it was going to be for me to actually buy land up there. I knew it. I knew, no, I'm pretty sure that I'm meant to live up there. I wouldn't have had that vision. So I didn't let other people project their limiting beliefs onto me. And I just let it go too. I didn't stress it at all. You know, I didn't even say I want property in the next 2 years. I didn't care. I just kind of let the universe handle that. So I manifested that property with so much ease. And I have met so many people over the last year or two who are like, how did you get that land? I can't find any land up there. And I'm like, well, I didn't stress it. I didn't worry about it. I allowed it to come to me. And it doesn't make sense to people, but that's really how it works. And that's the beauty of manifesting versus doing. Had I had that vision and stressed out over it and went to Fayetteville trying to constantly look for properties or to try to get people to sell me their land, I wouldn't have aligned with the perfect land for me at the perfect time when I could easily buy it, you know? So that is one example of manifesting versus doing. I just knew I wanted it and it came. So anyway, I will always be telling that story, and I will always still just be in awe of how beautifully that land came to me. Another example that I want to share with you is years ago, maybe 6 years ago, when I think I've shared this on my podcast before, but I'm just going to make it quick, is when I manifested a vacation spot for my vision board on Pinterest without knowing I was doing so. So I had made a vision board, like I said, about 6 years ago. And there was this beautiful photo on Pinterest of this like Caribbean style looking restaurant on the ocean with all of these beautiful different colored tables, very vibrant, you know, like I said, Caribbean style. And I didn't know where it was, but I put it on my vision board and I was like, I want to go there. I want to eat there. And I just put it on my board and let it go. And maybe a couple months later, my birthday was coming up and my boyfriend was like, what do you want? And I was like, you know what? I've never been to Key West. Let's go to Key West for my birthday. So we went, and one day we were out walking and we decided to go get some lunch. And I took him on this walk that it was hot too, because it was August in Key West. I remember him complaining like, how far are you going to make me walk? But I was like, I don't know. Let's just keep walking. I kind of felt guided to just walk and walk and walk down this alley, and we ended up coming out right at the water's edge. And I had no clue where we were going. We were just, you know, walking around. So we end up coming out at the water's edge, and we are at the entrance of that restaurant. And it blew me away. And I took pictures of him sitting there, and it was literally an exact match to what was on my Pinterest board. He was sitting in the photo that was on my Pinterest board. And I knew then the universe gave me that impulse that day. The day that he said, where do you want to go for your birthday? I was in this super high vibrational state. I was so happy. And I remember saying, let's go to Key West. It just came out of nowhere. But it was me being in a really good mood and him being ready to like do whatever I said that led me to what I had wanted a few months earlier, which was to eat at that restaurant. So here we are on my birthday, eating at the restaurant on my vision board. It's like a small thing, but it shows you your power. It shows you like, this is how easily and effortlessly I can allow amazing things to come to me. And again, like my land story, I wasn't stressing like, oh gosh, I have to go find this restaurant. I have to figure out where it is and how to get to it. No, I just knew, hey, that's a beautiful place and I'd love to eat there one day and allow the universe to make it happen. You know, that's the beauty of it. You just trust that one day that's going to be your reality. And now it is. So the third example that I'm going to give you is years ago, after I had my nail salon and it was taken off enough to where I needed a receptionist. I needed somebody to book our appointments. I needed somebody to do all that back end work that I did not have time for. So I had worked at a spa years before opening my nail salon. And there was this lady that worked the desk, and she was fabulous at what she did. And I just loved her. I hadn't seen her in a few years, but I wrote on my vision board that I wanted her to be my receptionist, just like it was already done. You know, she's my receptionist, and she's handling things so beautifully and we love having her and her energy is amazing. And I let it go. And maybe 6 months later, I hadn't talked to her, you know, since we had worked together, but still she was my ideal receptionist. So she was on my vision board and I didn't do any, there was no doing behind it besides me putting it on my vision board and visualizing it and being thankful that it was done. So one day I'm at work and she comes in to get pedicures with maybe three of her friends. It was somebody's birthday. So she comes in to support my business. And, you know, we hugged and caught up for a long time and we did all their pedicures. And I was like, you know, are you working anywhere right now? And she was like, no, not at the moment. You know, I haven't found anything. And I was like, well, you know, I'm expanding and I'm moving my business to a bigger location and I desperately need a receptionist, you know, would you like to work for me? And she said yes, and came and worked for me. And it was just exactly like what I had visualized. So the universe aligned her with me, bringing her to my salon to get a pedicure, to provide me with the opportunity to ask her, you know, do you want to work for me, and to bring that vision to life. It was really effortless for me. And what I could have done was, you know, what so many other people do is stress out over needing a receptionist and stress out and say things like, oh, it's so hard to find somebody good and it's so hard to find somebody trustworthy. And, you know, I'm going to have a really hard time manifesting someone. But I didn't do that at all. There was no stress in it at all. I just kind of felt like it was done. And then she came and it was done. Another example that I have to mention, and I won't tell the whole story, is my story about my seashells. And if you listened to my podcast a few weeks ago on instant manifestations, that is exactly what I'm talking about today, like manifesting versus doing. I was on the beach in the most high vibrational state, like having all of this gratitude for my life and how amazing it was. And I wanted to find a big seashell. And it was like 6 a.m. in the morning. And there's all these people out there, you know, on the beach randomly looking for seashells. And I end up finding 11 huge conch shells. And I was crying on the beach, just feeling like, you know, it's my mood, it's my high vibrational state that allowed me to connect with the universe, you know, God, in such a beautiful way, that God has given me these huge, beautiful, amazing shells because of my state of being. And all these other people are out here, you know, doing all this hard work trying to find shells, and they're coming up with little tiny ones, you know? So all of these moments help me to realize like how powerful it really is to see that it's our state of being and our connection with who we are and knowing how powerful we are and just allowing the things to come to us that, you know, makes it unfold that easily. You know, I could have been that person on the beach like, hey, let's get up at 5 a.m. and go find seashells, and we're out there digging and digging. But instead, I was out there praying and feeling so much gratitude for how amazing my life was. And then I'm the one who found all the huge, beautiful seashells. Or I didn't find them. They kind of landed at my feet. If you haven't listened to that podcast, it's one of my favorites. Please go listen to it. Like I said, it's called Instant Manifestations. And that was like the most magical day for me because I wanted something, but I also didn't care if it came, and I was just so happy. And all of those like landed at my feet, and they're setting all around my house to remind me that it's that amazing, blissful state of mind that we get into that allows everything to flow into our life with ease, with so much ease. Just like my property, you know, I'm meditating on the porch and it led me to my property, and I'm in an amazing mood and run into the restaurant. You know, all of these things, it was the universe's doing. It wasn't mine. The universe is like, we have to allow the universe to do the hard work. And it does, you know, it doesn't need to be us. That's what the universal forces are here for. That's why the law of attraction is in place. You know, it's to do the work for us. Our work is to be this magnet to everything that we desire, and to be such a strong, powerful magnet by being in that magnetic, amazing, positive energy, that energy of pure gratitude, pure bliss. And then everything we want just comes to us and we just receive it, you know? And like I said, you do have to take inspired action, because the universe needs to nudge us to go to the places to receive it, or, you know, to call the realtor like I did, to book a flight to Key West out of nowhere, you know? It's just so beautiful. The process is so beautiful. And I was always such a workaholic. I always was so ambitious, but now I'm learning, no, like life is so much more magical than that. It's me being super happy that brings everything. It's me being super grateful. And it's me just knowing what I want and believing it is done, filling into the feeling, having gratitude, letting it go, and then taking that inspired action when it comes in and following through with it. That leads us to everything unfolding like miraculously. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed all of that. And I hope that you start to allow yourself to get in the receiving mode. Let the universe show you how easily and effortlessly your manifestations come in. Start to say affirmations like, universe, show me how easy it can be. Show me how good it can get. Show me how amazing my life can get. Show me how easily I can manifest this into my life. And just trust that the universe is doing the work. And also, you know, make sure your belief systems and your thoughts and all that is aligned. And also, I do want to mention before I end this podcast, I have some amazing offerings right now. I have a 6-week money transformation package that will absolutely change your life. I am not only working with you one-on-one for 6 weeks, but I'm giving you over 75 worksheets and I'm giving you all of the framework to know exactly how to do the inner work to align with more amounts of money and how to become that version of yourself who's already living in the manifested reality. I help you get clear on the thoughts and beliefs that you need to embody and just really give you all of these steps over that 6 weeks to completely transform yourself on the deepest level. And as you know, like when we change, our reality changes. This is a really powerful package. And my clients are seeing amazing results. It's really beautiful to watch. So if you're interested in that, go to the link in my bios on every platform and book a free discovery call with me. And we can just chat about, you know, the package more in depth if you're interested. I also have an online community that we meet once a month. It's $24.99 to join. And we have a Zoom call once a month. We also have a chat where we can talk whenever. And once a month, we have a really powerful call discussing mindset and manifestation on a really deep level. I just started growing that community, but every month our calls are really powerful and they're always on a Sunday, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So if you're interested in joining that, just I need to add that link in my bio, actually. I'm going to do that today. Or you can just message me and I'll send you the link to join. I do post it on my social media sometimes, but I'm going to add that link to my link tree. So anyway, as always, thank you guys for listening to my podcast and I hope that it's helping you on such a deep level. And if you don't mind, please leave me a review if you're enjoying it. And thank you guys for supporting me and supporting my podcast.